This is a podcast from WOR.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we have a special guest with us today, an old friend, Carl Germano. Carl currently guides research and product development at Bluebonnet Nutrition Corporation, and he's the chief science officer at a company called Energetics. He's a registered, certified, and licensed nutritionist, and he has a clinical practice in New York. He's the author of several excellent books, and his latest is titled The Misled Athlete, which, of course, we sell at Wilner Chemists. He's here today to talk to us about supplements related to heart health. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Carl.
Don, Arnie, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Always our pleasure. You know, Carl, when it comes to cardiovascular health, the good news is that there are many dietary supplements that can be helpful, both preventative and therapeutic. And Bluebonnet has a nice collection of heart-related products, most of which I suspect you helped to formulate. Where would you like to start?
Well, Don and Arnie, I guess the best place to start is to look at a multi-nutrient approach to this heart disease. And when you get to heart disease, I guess one of the things that's on the minds of probably every man, woman, and child, because pharmaceutical companies would love to have everyone on statin drugs, is to look at how do we deal with cholesterol. Cholesterol seems to be a nasty word, and we need to go a little bit above and beyond that, but without a doubt, we need to look at a multi-component approach of dealing with cholesterol in the body above and beyond what the pharmaceutical companies are trying to do today. And when you look at heart disease, you know, it's the number one killer of both men and women in the United States today. I mean, each year you've got millions who have heart attacks and die from heart disease. So one of the major risk factors that we've heard a lot about over the past several decades is elevated cholesterol. In fact, there is an association of elevated blood cholesterol and having a greater risk of developing heart disease or having a heart attack. But you've got to look at cholesterol in a very interesting way. It's not all bad. We know that cholesterol is a very important product that's produced in the liver, and the body uses it to produce hormones and vitamin D and bile acids that involve fat digestion. But it only takes a small amount of cholesterol in the body to meet those good needs. Anything above and beyond that, it becomes problematic for a lot of people. And we know that cholesterol gets carried in the body into two packages that we've talked a lot about. The good package, the HDLs, high-density lipoproteins. The bad package, the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. And so we have to look at not just total cholesterol, but we have to look at the big picture. We have to look at the bad carrier of cholesterol, the LDLs, and then further break that and fractionate it down to the small particles and the large particles to really get an effective program and a better appreciation for whether or not you are at risk. So it's not just total cholesterol, and that's the problem. We must look a little bit further. But when we take a look at cholesterol in general, my approach has always been, in the past few decades of practicing nutritional medicine, medical nutritional therapy, is, along with proper diet and exercise, the safe use of supplements that can greatly enhance the ability for one to lower their cholesterol levels in three ways. We want to reduce the amount of cholesterol that's produced in the liver. We want to block cholesterol absorption in the intestinal tract. And we'd like to have the body try to break down and metabolize cholesterol more effectively. So when you look at those three mechanisms, it becomes apparent that I don't believe in the single magic bullet approach. I look at a number of very interesting nutrients that have one or more overlapping roles in each of these particular areas. And that's the type of product in one specific brand of Blue Bonnet's product called Cholesterize, where we take into that consideration that we'd like to look at lowering a person's cholesterol in the liver, in the intestines, and helping the body break it down more efficiently.
Okay, so the product that we're looking at in Blue Bonnet's armamentarium is called, one of their products in this area is called Cholesterize. And Cholesterize is a combination of about four different things. And so do you want to go through those four, Carl, and just
sure.
talk about how each one affects the cholesterol in the way that you phrase it?
Absolutely. I think at the top of the list, and one of the ingredients in our industry that has threatened the pharmaceutical industry, is a product called red yeast rice. Now, red yeast rice is the product of rice fermentation with various strains of the yeast, what they call Monascus purpureus. Red yeast rice has been used for centuries in Asia in foods and in medicine. In addition to when you look at the composition of red yeast rice, the pigments, the starch, the fatty acids, it also has plant sterols, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But it also contains naturally occurring monacylins. Now, monacylins possess the same activity as the statin drugs. They are able to affect the enzyme called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. Very long name. It's called HMG-CoA reductase. It's an enzyme that is required by the liver to manufacture cholesterol. So if we can inhibit its activity, we can have the liver produce less of it. And that's the basis behind statin drugs. Unfortunately, the statin drugs come with a great deal of issues for a number of people, myalgias, and we'll get into a little bit more of that. But without a doubt, looking at small increments of monacylins provided in a natural food component forms a very, very effective mechanism to help the liver produce less of it. We know that the first statin that was introduced in the United States to lower cholesterol was called lovastatin, and you know, with it over time, we got to learn how these statin drugs have some negative side effects. But we know that the cholesterol-lowering activity of red yeast rice can be accounted for in part by the presence of naturally occurring statins in very, very small amounts. The other substances that we find in red yeast rice besides these enzyme inhibitors include, again, some of the plant sterols, which are another portion of this particular formula. But the data is out there. There are multi-center randomized blind control trials. There are double-blind placebo-controlled trials on the use of red yeast rice alone in the area of about 600 milligrams twice a day, so 1,200 milligrams total, that have significant cholesterol-reducing activity, but also can reduce the bad cholesterol LDL while increasing some of the good cholesterol HDLs. And so the data is out there. As a matter of fact, there's a brand new study that was just published last August in the Medical Journal of Nutrition and Metabolism that looked at the clinical evidence of and efficacy of red yeast rice in a large control study versus diet alone. And the conclusion of this was that the use of red yeast rice plus the diet allows for a very effective improvement of blood lipids across the board and significant risk of cardiovascular disease, suggesting that there is a true role for these natural ingredients as an alternative to what's being shoved down people's throats today, and that is the use of statin drugs.
Okay, Carl, let's, one question that people could ask is, gee, this Reggie's Rice has some naturally occurring statin. Isn't it as bad as taking a statin?
No, and that's true of a number of examples we can give when we look at the fact that almost from a homeopathic standpoint, if you give minute levels of certain agents, they prep the body to do certain things that is much safer and much more subtle than giving a high-dose, single magic bullet approach. Here, when you're using very small amounts of these statins, in combination with other important players that, again, affect other areas of cholesterol metabolism, you don't have the negative side effects by giving that single magic bullet in a very high dose, statin drugs. Mm-hmm. And I found this to be true across the board in many, many decades of my practice, that I can use a complementary and synergistic approach of using several nutrients, even not in the therapeutic amounts when you look at them given alone. But without a doubt, when you look at this multi-component approach, affecting a multifactorial issue, without a doubt, you don't get the side effects. And one of the side effects that is common with statin drugs that have people come off of them is this myalgia that occurs, this weakening of the muscle to do work. And it's all tied in with the fact that statin drugs will lower the amount of coenzyme Q10, a very important nutrient we will talk about today as well. And coenzyme Q10 is so essential in helping the cells, especially in muscle, which do a lot of the work of the body, helping those cells produce energy in order for them to do work. So if you're lowering the amount of CoQ10, you're lowering the amount of and the ability of that cell to do work, and therefore it fatigues faster, it breaks down faster, and it can actually die faster, those cells. And that's a whole other program we can do, and the fact that if you affect the mitochondria, the part of the cell that produces energy, you have a whole host of diseases from neurological, from Alzheimer's on down to talk about, because mitochondrial dysfunction and mitochondrial failure is at the hallmark of many degenerative diseases.
And it's interesting, Carl, because the whole purpose of taking the statins is really to, get the heart to be a little healthier and not have some of these negative effects of cholesterol. And here you are giving a statin, which, as a side effect, lowers the CoQ10, which lowers the amount of energy available to the muscles. And we have to remember that the heart is the most important muscle in the body.
Absolutely. Working nonstop from the day you're born to the day you die. That the point also is CoQ10, and we'll get to talk about that in a little while. I mean, it's been a prescription drug in Japan for the treatment of congestive heart failure and other cardiovascular conditions because it is so important for the heart. So, yes, it is ironic that while statins are being shoved down people's throats, at least let the physician talk about a complementary approach by giving a CoQ10 as well. And that's not being done today. But the good news is, well, for the vast majority of people out there, and I know there's a small subset that really do need to take statins, and these people who have significantly elevated lipid levels that are not responding well to diet and nutrients, that they must go on those drugs. But for the vast majority of people, we don't need them. And we can effectively lower their cholesterol, their bad cholesterol, raise their elevated their good cholesterol, mm-hmm. and let them be much more healthier along the way.
Okay.
Carl, one thing I want to ask, and maybe I'll ask the question and we can answer it after the next break, Arnie. But, I think we should spend a little bit more time on this Red East Rice question because it's, there's a lot of controversy associated with it. And I think a lot of people are concerned. Red East Rice, of course, became very popular some years ago, and it attracted the attention of the FDA. And there was some action taken by the FDA to prohibit the marketing of red yeast rice by certain companies. You know, you're talking about the amount of the monocolins or the statin-like materials in the red yeast rice. As I understand it, and I think this is important, the amount that occurs naturally might not have agreed with the amount that was being found in some of these supplements being marketed. And the point that you're making about the difference in the potency and the amount of statin present, I think, is exactly the point here. And how do we know? And I think you're going to give us the answer, but how do we know that the red yeast rice in the supplement that we're looking at in the store only contains the naturally occurring amount of the statin-like materials?
Okay. And you're going to get the answer to that question, as Don alluded to, right after we take a break here. You're listening to The Wilner Window on WOR. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Carl Germano, will be back after these messages.
There is no better time than January to start your New Year's resolution for weight loss. A healthy weight is crucial to overall health and wellness. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. One of the ways that you can positively achieve your weight goal is to boost the levels of good bacteria, such as those found in probiotics. The good bacteria help regulate our blood sugar and insulin responses and normalize our appetites. Supplementing with probiotics has shown to help people improve a myriad of health issues, including weight loss. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because they are backed by 25 years of research. They contain live, viable lactic acid bacteria, prebiotics, and the curative organic acids. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
Okay, here's something important I want to alert you to. The Wilner Chemist Winter Sale is in full blast. Many of your favorite supplement brands are on sale at discounts of 20, 30, 35, up to 40% off list price. Go to our website, wilner.com, and check the On Sale Now tab to see a full list. You'll see Source Naturals, American Health, and Alicer at 35% off, Country Life, Da Vinci, Natural Factors at 30%, Solgard, Jarrow, and New Chapter at 25% off.
We also have a new special, Arnie, that isn't on the regular list yet. You folks remember we spoke about PGX a couple of weeks ago. We have a limited quantity special going. If you buy any one of the PGX products, PGX, of course, marketed by Natural Factors, if you buy one of the PGX products while supplies last, we will give you free a Kathy Smith workout DVD.
Wow.
Just tell them that you heard that mentioned on the radio show, and they will throw in the DVD at no charge. Wow, what a deal. Anyway, so I hope you'll visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemists, Phytotech, Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Carl Germano. And we're going to turn it over to Carl now because, you know, Don wanted to know a little bit about red yeast rice and how you know that the red yeast rice, you know, didn't get spiked up. How about that, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, spiking is an issue that really plagues a certain sector of the supplement industry, primarily the sports nutrition products being spiked with banned substances. But early on, when your red yeast rice was getting very popular, there may have been an unscrupulous company out there that had tainted it slightly. But for the vast majority of good quality companies like Blue Bonnet, and you look at the label, and better yet, you can call a company at any given time and ask them for the certificate of analysis, which will show you that, in general, most of the red yeast rice on the market today, you want to look for two things. One, that it's standardized for this level of monoclonals, and that usually runs from anywhere from 0.4% to about 1.7% of monoclonals. So a very small amount, as I said. Second thing you want to look for is that it's citronin-free. And citronin is a byproduct of red yeast rice fermentation that it can be toxic. But again, the companies I've always worked for and have associated myself with and what's in Blue Bonnet's products are citronin-free and standardized for natural monoclonals in the red yeast rice product. So it really is up to you. If you're not familiar with your company, give them a call and certainly ask them for certificates of analysis that will verify and identify those particular issues.
Okay. Thanks for that, Carl.
Yeah,
okay.
You can also, Arnie, you know, they can also give us a call because we make a decent amount of effort to only recommend those companies that we feel mm-hmm. are trustworthy in this regard. I think Carl's comments are right on the level. There was just something on TV where they looked at some weight loss supplements. You know, there are certain categories, weight loss supplements, as Carl said, sports supplements, men's
male
enhancement products. Yeah, male enhancement products.
Yeah. Well, we don't need any of those.
Speak
for yourself.
But, you know, folks should realize that you know, those aren't real nutritional supplements, you know. And if somebody's buying something advertised in the back of a muscle magazine that's guaranteed to do the same thing that steroids would do, but it's from natural, magical stuff, you know, who do you have to blame but yourself, really?
Okay? That's right, because looking at these guys who are obviously all pumped up on steroids, I mean, are we that foolish to think that bottle in his hand made him look the way he looks? I mean, it's almost comical, but these kids are influenced, and they're very impressionable.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a little leap here, Carl.
Sure.
We spoke about, you know, you made remarks about statins and how they, you know, were bad because of their effect on the muscles. So how can you sort of counteract that type of thing?
Well, one of the best ways, and there are a couple of nutrients, but at the top of the list would be the inclusion of coenzyme Q10. And coenzyme Q10 is used quite a bit, and we'll transition to that in a second. But without a doubt, if you are on a statin, I suggest two things. One, immediately get yourself on CoQ10 and a special form called ubiquinol, which I'll talk about in a second. And number two, work with your physician to maybe get you off that statin and try more natural approaches using something like colossal rice, which contains red yeast rice, but other nutrients. We talked about the fact that not only do I have to affect the liver producing cholesterol, which the red yeast rice handles, But how about something else to block the absorption of cholesterol in the intestinal tract when you eat that nice steak or lobster dinner? And one of the other ingredients in cholesterol is a product called plant sterols. And plant sterols, also called phytosterols, they're widely found in the plant kingdom, and they're very chemically similar to the structure of cholesterol. And so when you eat plant sterols, it can inhibit the absorption by, one, competing with the absorption site of cholesterol, and two, therefore inhibiting more reabsorption of cholesterol through that meal. So when you add in an ingredient to handle the liver's production of cholesterol and an ingredient that will handle the absorption and breakdown of cholesterol, it's a dynamite 1-2 knockout punch to help you get your cholesterol levels back to normal as quickly as possible. And I could say, with that being the second major player, along with something like polycosanol and pantothene, very important side cofactors that work in one of those realms of either enzyme production of cholesterol in the liver or absorption, you've got a dynamite product here, which I've used for many, many, many years with patients, as well as putting that together in my head going back decades, of getting people off of the statin drugs who are doing very well to this day without the use of that drug.
Okay, so Cholesterized by Bluebonnet has basically four ingredients. The red yeast rice, which we've spoken about, which helps to prevent the liver from making too much cholesterol. You have the phytosterols, which interfere with the absorption of cholesterol in the gut itself. Then you have the pantothene and polycosanol, which also seem to work. There are studies, which I looked up myself, showing that pantothene by itself and polycosanol by itself both can influence mostly the LDL cholesterol level. So you have three things which help to lower LDL cholesterol in the formula,
yep.
And you have the phytosterols, which help to prevent the absorption from the gut.
Right. Now, polycosanol also has been shown to significantly reduce platelet aggregation. There's some studies to actually show, and that is the clotting, the clumping of blood, which, you know, when we talk about atherosclerosis, I know cholesterol has gotten the bad rap for this, but there are other components that we must understand. It's not cholesterol in and of itself by itself. It is when cholesterol gets broken down, oxidized, becomes an oxidant, a free radical, so to speak, where it starts to damage the arterial wall, and mm-hmm. that damage starts the whole process of the plaque formation. So, and also, when blood starts to clump, well, polycosanol appears to significantly reduce this clotting in both healthy and hypercholesterolemic patients, apparently proving it is as effective as giving aspirin, which a lot of people who are told to take a baby aspirin, and, you know, while that bores a hole in your stomach over decades of use, polycosanol can do the same thing without that effect. You know, and when we look at pantothene, the fourth ingredient in the product, well, pantothene also has a role in affecting this enzyme in the liver that helps build cholesterol by inhibiting its activity. So that ingredient, pantothene, which is a B vitamin, along with red yeast rice, affect the liver synthesis of cholesterol, while the other two ingredients affect absorption and this clotting of blood that can further cause clots. So it's a nice combination of the most important players that we know today that have good data behind them.
Excellent. Okay, let me give you folks the phone number in the studio here. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. When we come back after this break, we'll begin taking your calls. Any questions about cholesterol, how it's formed, what to do about it, red yeast rice? Give us a holler. And also, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other factors that are related to heart health and other products which are important, such as fish oil and L-carnitine. So make sure you stay tuned. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Carl Germano. We'll be back after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few.
I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist's discount price. Of course, Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Carl Germano. And we're talking about cholesterol levels and heart health and all those good things. Hey, Don, you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to quickly have Carl comment on one thing before we leave the cholesterol discussion. And by the way, maybe we should make sure everybody understands the name of this product. It's spelled C-H-O-L-E-S-T-E. Cholesterol, R-I-C-E, okay, and it's made by a Bluebonnet. Anyway, but Carl, here's what I'm wondering. Okay. You know, I think it's pretty obvious that a product like Cholesterice would be very helpful to somebody who has been diagnosed with heart disease, somebody who has been shown to have high cholesterol levels through their blood tests and so forth. What about maybe a middle-aged person who seems healthy, thinks they're healthy, maybe their parents have a history of heart disease, maybe slightly elevated cholesterol, maybe the LDL ratio isn't that scary for them, okay? But, you know, for somebody like that who may be looking more at a prevention, more at preventing something from getting worse down the road, would they be a candidate to take a product like this purely on a prophylactic basis?
You mentioned something that is critically important. When I see patients, one of the things that you screen for is one's genetic predisposition to certain illnesses. What do you bring to the plate for me? And part of that plate, you have to look at your family history. Whether or not you have the overt, significant, devastating symptoms of a disease that seems to travel within your family tree or not, it would behoove you to be proactive. And if you're the way you just laid this out, Don, that if someone has slightly elevated, yet you have a strong family history of this particular illness, then it behooves you to start getting very proactive in your health. And one of the most important things that's coming out today in nutrition is this whole study of nutrigenomics. You know, the old paradigm was, well, if you have a genetic predisposition or a genetic illness, there's nothing we can do about it. False. We now know that many of these nutrients can change gene expression. And if you could change gene expression, then you have a chance to either prolong or prevent the overt disease itself. Now, for the person you just laid out, without a doubt, I would start them on a cholesterol-lowering regimen, but I would use a quarter or a half the dose that I would normally use when I'm treating someone who has the overt elevated levels. And so I think everyone out there who's listening, if you have a strong family history and you start to see things going in the wrong direction, and when I say that, you all should have your blood reports on a regular basis. You should keep a file for yourself, and you could see for yourself how things are going along the way over the years. And if you start to see things going in the wrong direction, start becoming proactive, and you can start using these nutrients in smaller doses, not the therapeutic doses that we use for individuals who have the disease already.
Speaking of dosage, I don't really know what the recommended dose of Cholesterice is, because apparently Bluebonnet, one of my favorite companies, has neglected to put it on their website yet. Not quite sure why. So when we get done with the show, I want you to call Bluebonnet and tell them that I just scolded them over the air for not having Cholesterice on the website. Well, anyway, what is the dosage range?
If you look at the dosage recommendations on the bottle, it's two capsules daily, which would deliver the standard 1,200 milligrams that's been used in most studies of Reduced-Rice, 1,200 milligrams. So for the person you just laid out, I would maybe use one capsule and see how things go for a while. But it is two capsules a day.
Okay. If somebody takes two capsules and it seems to be helping somewhat, can they take more? Is there any real where would the downside start to kick in terms of the dosage?
Again, if you provide enough of the statins, you then have to be concerned about its effect on coenzyme Q10 levels, which can cause myopathies in the muscle and other muscle symptoms that occur with the drug itself. I don't think you need to go that high. I think if you use these the standard levels that are used in the studies, and if it becomes somewhat resistant and you're hitting a plateau, then we come in with the tried and true players. I love niacin. Niacin is tried and true in not only just lowering cholesterol, but it's one of the few ingredients that can actually elevate HDLs. Now, you have to do this correctly. You have to do this properly, because we know niacin causes severe flushing. And so you don't go in and hit a person with high dose of niacin all at once. You start them on a small dose and start titrating it up slowly over time so that the liver is used to metabolizing it, and you can almost eliminate the flushing or even using some aspirin sometimes in the beginning. But nonetheless, when things get resistant, we have a couple of other players that we can throw in the mix that should take one over the top or past that plateau level.
Okay, for those of you who may not know what Carl meant when he said gene expression, that's, you know, choosing between bell bottoms versus baggy versus skinny, you know, that's what that's all about, okay?
A little bit different.
Yeah, that's about what I thought, too. Okay, with that, let's talk to Helen from Mineola, Long Island. Hi, Helen, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello, doctors. My husband has a very high LDL, such as which is, and I've never seen it. This, I always heard about it, about 100, 130.
Yep.
And his came out to about 2,400 on the LDL.
That's quite unusual. I would say, you sure you're not looking at triglycerides?
No, it's LDL.
Well, then you better, then the doctor has to, I'm sure, has some good suggestions for your husband.
Well, he suggested a niacinamide that goes up to 1,500.
Not niacinamide.
No, you wouldn't say niacin.
No, not niacinamide, niacin.
Niacin, yeah.
It's a prescription that goes up to 1,500, and then he wants to increase it after that.
Right.
Yeah, that's... Well, don't forget, you're looking at a very, very, very unusual situation. You don't, assuming what you say is correct, you don't see numbers like that. That's
what do you have that lowers LDL?
Well, that's what we just spoke about. We spoke about a product called Cholesterize, but once again, you're talking about serious therapeutic levels here, or you know, this is. I've never heard of an LDL that high.
Yeah, I haven't seen or heard of it either. So I would double check that number.
Well, their range goes up to 1,300.
Well, when you get a number like that, you have to redo the test because something maybe, you know, maybe there was an aberration, maybe the equipment wasn't working properly. That's the first thing your doctor should suggest is that you redo it.
Uh-huh.
Now, assuming that he did redo it, and it's correct. You have to follow his instructions at this point.
Helen, the point that we're trying to make is when you're looking at that extreme a problem, the kinds of things we're talking about, nutritional supplements, are probably not the answer to that. For that, you're going to need strong drugs, and you need to follow your doctor's advice. You're way out of the range of things that would normally be expected to just respond to nutritional supplements, okay?
Did you ever hear niacin? Niacin in 1,500?
Absolutely. Usually it comes in they usually use a sustained release form, so it cuts down on the flushing effect. So, yeah, that's the... The 1,500 is probably the daily dosage. It's not meant to be one shot 1,500. Usually you take 500 milligrams like three times a day.
I agree.
And by the way, if he's on statins and he's going on very high-dose niacin, then you need to monitor his liver function along the way because both of them, especially the niacin at that dose and statins as well, obviously changes in liver function occur in a small fraction of people out there that you have to be very aware of. So you have to take a look at his liver function over time when you're on those two items.
Okay, Helen, thanks so much for that call.
But we don't want to have Helen take a look at his liver function. We want to have his doctor take a look at his liver
That's
function.
True.
You know, because Carl, she'll call back in a few minutes asking, "How do I look at his liver function?" You know.
I've got it.
Okay. All right, Georgine from East Northport, Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Well, welcome. It's so nice to speak with you. I just wanted to know about the side effects of some of the statin drugs and if hair loss is part of it. And a two-part question. And one other question was, does it cause type 2 diabetes, taking the statin drug?
Well, As far as the side effects, the most common are liver problems and liver dysfunction, and looking at liver function tests, and the second one being muscle weakness, muscle pain, all due to the fact of how those statins reduce coenzyme Q10 in the cell. Those two in and of themselves are the ones that are most common. As far as a diabetes connection, I've never heard of one, and I don't know if Don or Arnie, have you heard one
and,
as well?
No. Hair loss, no. And type 2 diabetes, no.
Okay, and is there a test also to test your CoQ10?
Absolutely. You can get a blood level of CoQ10 done. It's available from most of the laboratories. Just ask your doctor to. It may not be all written in, but if he, you know, but he can request it from the laboratory. Coenzyme Q10 blood levels.
Why would somebody want to test their level of CoQ10?
If they're on a statin drug.
Well, yeah, but why not just take CoQ10? It's cheaper than doing a test.
Well, better yet. You can take a blood level of looking at CoQ10, but that doesn't necessarily reflect tissue levels. So if you're looking at the heart or other muscle that's being affected, unless you're doing a biopsy and testing there, I mean, I don't see how a blood level of CoQ10 is going to be significant to you when your muscle is suffering from it. And we know, it's well established, it's in the literature, that when you go on these drugs, it's going to lower your CoQ10 in the cell. So you might as well, as Don mentioned, take some CoQ10.
Yeah, okay. Is there any downside to taking CoQ10? Well, yeah, it costs money. Now, CoQ10 doesn't cost as much money as ubiquinol and so forth. So if you're on a tight budget, there are ways of getting your money's worth from the less expensive of versions. If you make sure you take the CoQ10 with an oily meal or with some fat or something, and you can cut back on the cost also. But except for that, there's no downside to taking the CoQ10 or the ubiquinol. So, yeah, I would just go ahead. CoQ10 is involved in the energy production of all of your cells. It's something that is nothing but good.
So, okay, Georgine, the only reason really to be concerned about your CoQ10 level is if you're in heart failure. You know, there are certain levels of CoQ10 which they found, and somewhere around 3, I think Dr. Barry said last week, you know, at that level it helps improve your heart function when you have, you know, cardiomyopathy, when you have serious heart problems. But beyond that, as Don said, just take the ubiquinol, which is the active form of CoQ10, and you'll get the most bang for your buck.
Have a real good question. Why don't they put the ubiquinol in with the statin drug and take the
Good question.
It's a good question, and you're not going to get a good answer.
I know.
Because it's just...
Well, actually, we should point out, Arnie, I know we're running late for a break, but we should point out, you know, we did have Dr. Robert Barry on last week. For those of you who didn't tune in last week, we had one of the leading experts on ubiquinol and CoQ10, and if you want to hear that program, just go to our website, to click on the radio tab, and click on the recent programs, and you'll see you can listen to MP3 files of the interview with Dr. Robert Barry about CoQ10 and ubiquinol.
By the way, there is a study that's come out, and now I know why the question came out with the diabetes risk. There is a study that's coming that just came out that shows an association of an increased risk of diabetes, and I think more work needs to be done before any of us can really talk about that or even comment on about it. But there is a study that just did come out.
Okay. All right. Now we need to pause for a break. Georgine, thanks for that call. We need to pause for a break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Carl Germano. And now some interesting messages.
Reserve Eyes Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Eyes Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural patented manufacturing methods, coupled with certified organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of Beauty from Within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Eyes Organics. Reserve Eyes Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's Full Spectrum Wild Alaskan Omega Soft Gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. Our special guest is Carl Germano. And let me give you the phone number in the studio. Should have done it before the break. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay. Our next caller is Jack from Brooklyn. Hi, Jack.
Hi. I'm calling because of my creatine levels. They've been very high. I had several cholesterol-lowering statin drugs in the past, and the lipid profile has come back two or three times with high CK levels or creatine levels, well above 700.
Right. And quite frankly, I'm not surprised. And here's the relationship. We said that the use of statins can affect the level of CoQ10 in the cell. CoQ10 is essential for providing energy for that cell to survive. It is very common for people on statin drugs to develop muscle pain and fatigue, and when you actually look at the cellular level, if the cell can't produce energy because the CoQ10 is not present to help the part of the cell that produces energy, the mitochondria, that cell can fail. It can die. When a cell in muscle dies and fails, it releases an enzyme called creatine kinase. And my guess is that you're really looking at the relationship of statins and elevation of creatine kinase, which is a measurement we look at in the sports nutrition world when we're looking at people post-exercise, how they break down muscle. The rise of creatine kinase correlates very well with muscle breakdown. So if your muscles are fatigued to the point where they're breaking down, you're going to see high levels of creatine kinase in the blood, again, a marker of muscle breakdown.
Okay, so Carl, what can be done about that?
Again, we've been saying this for the past half hour now. If you are on statins and must be on statins, get yourself on CoQ10, preferably the active form called ubiquinol ASAP. And secondly, start to look at weaning yourself off that statin by using an arsenal, a small arsenal, what we just discussed this past hour, of nutrients that have the similar effects of what a statin drug could do without the negative side effects of breaking down your muscle or affecting your liver function. And so I would do it in that stepwise fashion. You obviously sound like you've been on statins for a while. I would not tell you to get off them. I would tell you to immediately get on CoQ10, significantly higher doses, about 200 to 300 milligrams of the ubiquinol daily, and then start talking to your practitioner about getting off that statin, and so you can start using those nutrients that work very well to do the same thing without the side effects.
He took me off a year ago, and I haven't been able to get get it leveled down yet. So I'm going to follow your advice and take the Keurig the 10.
Try to get the ubiquinol, and I'll talk about that in a second.
It's called ubiquinol.
Okay.
It's the active form of CoQ10.
Okay.
Okay, Jack. Thanks so much for that call. Okay. Okay, you mentioned, Carl, that the statins increase the risk of diabetes.
Yeah.
You have two situations here.
Mm-hmm.
You have high LDL levels,
yep,
which theoretically are bad for the heart, and you have high levels of sugar in the blood, which are bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you got to work with both of them, you know, so that's a tough one. You know, what do people do who seem to be, you know, getting increases in their fasting blood sugar?
Yeah, and this is an important point because the study was reported in the Archives of Internal Medicine, and it looked at postmenopausal females and looked at long-term statin users that had almost a 50% higher chance of being diagnosed with diabetes compared to those who are not on the statin drugs. Now, the authors certainly don't know yet what the mechanism of action is, but I can tell you that at least amongst the colleagues that I've spoken to, they're talking about the fact that the effects of statins on the liver and muscle may result in more sugar being produced by the body or not being handled correctly by the body, and that's where the association may come into play. And it is interesting that we see there's a number of studies where the ratio of active CoQ10 that we just talked about is much, much lower in diabetics. And so if statins now are dropping CoQ10 levels and statins affect the liver, which effectively package and process glucose, sugar effectively, well, now you could start to get a better understanding of why this may be occurring. And so if this is occurring, again, I strongly recommend get yourselves in the hand of a good progressive nutritionist who can get you off that statin, work with your physician, get you on a healthier approach to do so, and then maybe incorporate other nutrients that will help you utilize blood sugar more effectively before an overt problem occurs.
Okay, good point. All right, let's talk to Robert from Wantagh, Long Island.
Hello. Yes, hi.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. I was recently diagnosed with a fatty liver, and I hardly ever drink, socially on occasion. And I've been on Lipitor for maybe 10 years, so I'm curious. Did the statin drug cause my non-alcoholic fatty liver disease?
Mm.
Is that possible?
Well, anytime you take a statin, or anything relating to cholesterol that's working in the liver, you're always affecting liver enzymes. Okay, and anything can happen once you start do things that affect the liver like that. Now, is that does that mean that Lipitor caused it? No. No, I couldn't say for sure that it did. You know, maybe you were, as Carl said, maybe you were just programmed that way.
Mm. You know, I do take a Tenenol also. I don't know if that is a factor.
Well, that's a different type of medication.
Yeah. You know. I mean, but generally, if you have a medication that's affecting your liver, I think anything could be possible in terms of an association, at least by association, with your fatty liver condition.
Yeah, we really couldn't say, Robert. Are you a CoQ10 user?
I'm going to say not really. I was taking like 30 milligrams at one time, but
no, you need to get on high doses. You need to get on at least 200 milligrams a day of ubiquinol.
Okay.
Do that. Okay.
Okay.
See how that impacts. See how that impacts your fatty liver.
Are you more know about the statins and the fatty liver that's the cause?
Again, we're not saying it's a cause, but it's maybe association.
Okay, Robert, we need to cut this off. We're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window, right, Noah? Okay, this is a 2-hour show, folks. So we'll be back just a little bit after 3 o'clock.
This has been a podcast from WOR.